Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Maaser Sheni Daf Chaf Hey, and we are starting about a third of the way into the Amud with Halacha Gimel and Vilna Sura Daf. It's on Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Mishal Yolam Maaser Yerushalayim. A fellow has money of Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim, but Tzarchalhem, and he needs them for use that's not allowed with money of Maaser Sheni, meaning he needs them for something else other than food, drink, or anointment. Now, just to his luck, Lechaveru Peiros, his friend has fruit that does not have kedushas Maaser Sheni. Amr Lechaveru, he could tell his friend, obviously as long as his friend agrees. This money is mechol unto your peiros. Turns out that this fellow, the guy that has the peiros, yes, eat them in a state of tahara because now they have kedushas ma'aser sheni. And this guy can do whatever he wants with his money. However, he's not allowed to say this tanama aretz except with money ma'aser sheni of demai. Since anyway it's a suffix, he's allowed to transfer the kedusha of the money onto the fruit. And that's because we don't necessarily trust tanama aretz to eat these peiros with proper kedusha. And the only time we're allowed to do this is with demai. Continuing on with another din, Paris B'Yerushalayim U'Mais B'Medina. Let's say he has Paris in Yerushalayim and money outside, and he needs that money. Omer, he could say, Harei Ma'is Ho'em U'Chalal Paris Ho'elu. This money is M'Chalal onto those Paris in Yerushalayim, and he could use the money. And the Chiddush over here is, even though he's by his money and his fruits are all the way in Yerushalayim, he's still able to transfer the Kedusha. The opposite case as well, Ma'is B'Yerushalayim U'Paris B'Medina. Let's say he's in Yerushalayim with money in Ma'is Rosheni, and he has Paris outside Yerushalayim, and he needs the money. Omer, he could say, Harei Ma'is Ho'elu M'Chalal Paris Ho'em. This money is M'Chalal on those Paris over there, as long as when he goes to those Paris, he brings them up to Yerushalayim and eats them there, he's not allowed to transfer the Kedusha back out to money. And that's because, as we've learned previously, that once a person transfers the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni money onto food, that Kedusha is not allowed to be transferred back off of it. Onto another thing, the Mishnah says, Maaser Chasid Yerushalayim V'yotzeis, money of Maaser Sheni is allowed to go into Yerushalayim and be brought back out. However, Paris Nechnasin V'einon Yotzein, Maaser Sheni produce could be brought into Yerushalayim, but it's not allowed to be brought back out. This is called Klitas Mechitzos. Once the Mechitzos of Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim were kylate, they grabbed onto or absorbed these peiros, he's allowed to bring the peiros back out and he has to eat them there. However, Shimon Gamliel, where he says, even peiros are allowed to be brought in and brought back out, and the Gemara is going to explain exactly what Rav Shimon Gamliel is referring to. Onto Chafayam and Beis on top, another din, peiros shenigra malachton v'avru b'sot Yerushalayim, a person had a whole bunch of peiros, they already reached Gemar Malacha, and he passed them through Yerushalayim. He's going from one place to another in Eretz Yisrael, and he cut through Yerushalayim. And these Paris were with him. Yachzar Maaser Sheni Shalhen V'yechel B'Yerushalayim. He has to take their Maaser Sheni and bring it back into Yerushalayim. This Mandarma holds that once Maaser could be separated, it's as if it was already done. And so we have these Paris that already reached Gemar Malacha in Yerushalayim. That means that the Maaser Sheni of these Paris, even though it wasn't physically separated yet, already had Klitas Mechitzos. And so if he brought this produce out of Yerushalayim, once he actually physically separates the Maaser Sheni, he's got to bring it back into Yerushalayim. Because as we just learned, once Maaser Sheni was in Yerushalayim, it's not allowed to be brought back out. And if it was, you got to quickly bring it back in and eat it there. However, if these pears had not yet reached Gemar Malacha, for example, Salay Novim Lagas, baskets of grapes that are going to be pressed into wine, or Vasalay to Animal Mukta, baskets of figs that are going to end up being dried out, Beishamay says, Maaser Sheni Yalav Yechel B'Yerushalayim, the Maaser Sheni still has to be brought into Yerushalayim, Ubesol says that no, Yiftav Yechel B'Chamakayim, once he physically separates the Maaser Sheni, he can be paid it wherever it is, and his produce can now be eaten wherever it is, and it does not have to be brought into Yerushalayim. That's because when it was in Yerushalayim, it hadn't yet reached Gemar Malacha, so it's not considered like there was Klitas Mechitzos on the Maaser Sheni. However, now we have a different opinion in what the Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel is about. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Ayim Rishim Reb Yasi, Loi Nechelko Beisham Beis Hillel al Peres Sheloi Nigmar Malachton. Beisham Beis Hillel do not argue in regards to Peres that did not yet reach Gemar Malacha. Sheipad the Maaser Sheni Shelahen V'Yechav Chamakim. He could just redeem the Maaser Sheni and eat it wherever. That's even though this produce was in Yerushalayim. V'Alma Nechelko Watzar Machlokes al Peres Shenigmar Malachton. If Peres already reached Gemar Malacha, Shebeisham Ayim Beisham Beis says Yachzar Maaser Sheni Shelahen V'Yechav Yerushalayim. It's in this case that the Maaser Sheni has to be brought back into Yerushalayim and eaten there. Ubesel Ayim Beisel says Yiftav Yechav Chamakim. It could be redeemed and eaten anywhere. And lastly, V'Ademai Nichnas V'Yotzev Nifta. We have fully processed produce that just has a level of demai that's allowed to be brought into Yerushalayim and brought back out, and one could be paid that as well outside Yerushalayim, even though it was brought in. The Gemara begins with a quote from the Mishnah of a Lo Yomer Kein La'ama Aretz El B'Demai. One is not allowed to make this transaction with an Ama Aretz except for with demai. Again, we have this fellow that has Maaser Sheni money in Yerushalayim and needs to buy things with it that are not allowed to be purchased with money Maaser Sheni. He could go to somebody who has fruit and transfer that kedusha onto the fruit, and then he could do whatever he wants with the money. And the Mishnah told us he's not allowed to do this with an Ama Aretz except if this Maaser Sheni money is demai. And we clarify this Havadai Loi. He's not allowed to do this with the money that's Vadai. Why is that? Shein Maaser Vadai Lama Aretz. One is not allowed to give Vadai Maaser Sheni to an Ama Aretz because we have to suspect that he's not going to treat it with proper kedusha and he's going to eat it when he's Tameh or do something else that's improper with it. And therefore, the only time he's allowed to do this with an Ama Aretz is if he's giving him money of Maaser Sheni of Demai. Continuing to explain the Mishnah, we said Rav Shimon Gamliel, Emer Afa Peres Achnasin V'chulu, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even though he brought produce into Yerushalayim, it's allowed to be brought back out, and that's not a problem. Now, what's this referring to? So this is only Kedei Lasis Isa V'lachzer, Kedei Lasis Isa V'lachzer. He's only allowed to bring the produce out of Yerushalayim to make it into a dough. For example, he has a whole bunch of Maaser Sheni wheat in Yerushalayim, and there's this really inexpensive mill outside Yerushalayim where he's going to grind it into flour. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's not a problem. He could bring it outside Yerushalayim, get it ground into flour for this great price, and then he has to bring it back in. So you see that Rav Shimon Gamliel doesn't allow him just to simply take produce out of Yerushalayim once it was brought in. If he's bringing it out for a specific reason and he's going to be bringing it back in afterwards, then it's not a problem. Moving on to the next part of the Mishnah where we said that if Paris already reached Gemara Malacha, he just didn't physically separate the Maestris and he brought them through Yerushalayim. Once he physically separates the Maestris Sheni, that has to be brought back into Yerushalayim and eaten there, and it cannot be redeemed outside Yerushalayim because it was already Klitas Mechitzos. Now, Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Rav Shlakish tells us, Zayse Meres, we clearly learn from the Mishnah that Yerushalayim asu oisa kechatzer beis shmira. That Yerushalayim is treated just like a guarded chatzer. Ma chatzer beis shmira, toiveles, avzu toiveles. Just like a chatzer beis shmira, a guarded chatzer is toivel produce, so to Yerushalayim is toivel produce. We know that once produce is brought into a chatzer beis shmira, a guarded chatzer, that's considered Gemar Malacha, and it's not allowed to be eaten arai without Maaser being separated. However, before it reaches the chatzer or house, one is allowed to eat from it, even though it's reached Gemar Malacha. Now, technically, in our Mishnah, although the produce reached Gemar Malacha, it still wasn't Raya Pnei Abayis. It didn't go into a Chatzar Beis Shmira. It wasn't brought into a house. So why does the Maaser Sheni need to be brought back into Yerushalayim? It must be, says Reish Lakish, that the moment it's brought into Yerushalayim, there's already Kalitas Mechitzos, and that means that all of Yerushalayim is like a Chatzar Beis Shmira that's toivel this produce, and it's considered like it's reached Gemar Malacha. However, Amar Bien, Rabbi Yenu says, that can't be. Bedin Haya Afilu Batam Shasham Layat Bilu Shehin Shakal Yisrael. In truth, even houses in Yerushalayim wouldn't be Tevel produce because they belong to everybody. What does that mean? So we know there's an opinion in Maseches Yuma that Yerushalayim loy nischalka l'shvatim. This is a very unique din that Yerushalayim was not divided up in between the Shvatim. All of Eretz Yisrael was divided. We have Reuven's Chelek there and Shimon over there and Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun, and so on and so forth. But Yerushalayim wasn't divided among the Shvatim. And that means that technically your house in Yerushalayim isn't really yours. And that would mean that in regards to Maaser, even when you bring produce into your house, it wouldn't be considered to have reached Gemar Malacha, at least on a Dairaisa level. And so Reish Lakish's dig from the Mishnah is not so valid. Chafav Amar Aleph, El Rather, Zaysa Meres Yerushalayim Asu Oisa Chatzar Beis Shmira. This is really what Reish Lakish is telling us. We learn from the Mishnah that Yerushalayim is like a Chatzar Beis Shmira in regards to the following din. Ma Chatzar Beis Shmira Taifeses, Avzu Taifeses. Just like a Chatzar Beis Shmira is Taifes, this is also Taifes. What's this referring to? So we know there's a din with a Chatzar Beis Shmira, a guard of Chatzar, that let's say a person is bringing their produce through their Chatzar. We have this Maseches Maestres. He's taking a basket of figs, for example, and bring it through his chatzar just in order to bring it up to his roof to dry it out, even though he doesn't intend to leave them in the chatzar. Since they were iver, they passed through the chatzar, that's already considered like the chatzar is typhus them, and it's typhus them lemaiser. And it's in this particular din that we're comparing Yerushalayim to a chatzar based shmira. Meaning, not like we originally said that Yerushalayim is like a chatzar based shmira, that it turns the produce into tevel. It doesn't turn it into tevel, it just is typhus the produce. Meaning, if you bring produce through Yerushalayim, the walls of Yerushalayim are kailited, it's typhus it, it absorbs that produce, and now it's considered like the Maaser Sheni already was in Yerushalayim, and if it was brought out, you would have to bring it back in and eat it there, and it's not allowed to be redeemed anymore. And that's all we're learning from Chatzar Beis Shmira. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more dinim that have to do with the mechitzas of Yerushalayim being kailit. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.